I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We have two goals. The first goal is to eradicate and eliminate Hamas. We have to wipe Hamas off the face of Earth after what they did and what they say they're going to do again and again, which is try and massacre, rape, murder Israeli children, parents, moms, dads. We cannot continue with this entity existing. And the second objective is to release the hostages. To some extent, there's tension between these two objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're in this deal, which provides roughly 10 to 12 hostages per day of pause. But there is a price for the day of pause because it prolongs the existence of Hamas. Once this interim deal is over, the IDF will go full force to eradicate Hamas.
That would be the ultimate determination and extent. But every day Hamas holds a hostage saying, well, we're going to get some more ready for you. They are buying time. Make no mistake about it. This is not a humanitarian effort to get these people back to their families. This is buying time. And now they want more time. And apparently there's going to be agreement. We'll give you two more days. Now, what do you think is going to happen in those 2 days? Hamas is going to continue to accelerate its operations, relocate, rebuild, re-prepare, resupply, and be ready with a new campaign while we release another 10 hostages. Believe me, I thank God that we've had hostages released. We don't know some of their stories, some we have heard. And, you know, the basic stories for many have been they were treated decently, got some medical care, but it's all a facade. And the same facade is that we're going to need more time to release more. That is a flat-out lie, but what are your options at this point? All right, here we are. This is being, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, November 27th, 2023. First of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back right here for you. Reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video at Larry Connors USA Facebook and News Talk STL Facebook. And, of course, you can find us on Rumble. You miss anything, you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. You're going to find it available. We'll be there for you. You were listening then to the former Prime Minister Bennett of Israel talking about we have this process to go through, but if they think that when it's all said and done, we're going to walk away and not exterminate Hamas, they're wrong. And, of course, Hamas knows that. That's why they continue to buy time. We're going to need more time to get more hostages to you. That's a lie. If they wanted to, they could release all of them today, yesterday, certainly within the next 2 days, all of them would be released. Why are they not doing so? Because they're using them, as they have the Palestinians, as shields, human shields. The question has to be raised about all this pause and what it means for Israel, IDF forces, and Hamas. And again, former Prime Minister Bennett.
Right now, there's a specific arrangement where if we get 10 to 12, I believe 12 hostages per day, we're willing to do that. That's the price tag, but up to 10 days, after which we continue fighting. And we're not fighting because we want to fight. We're fighting because we have no choice. No country could allow a Hamas Nazi state on its border.
Do you worry this pause in fighting is hurting Israel's momentum?
First of all, of course, it is to some extent. I don't want to be blind to reality, even when it's unpleasant. Obviously, in battle, You want to hit your opponent, and when your enemy is down, that's when you want to, I would say, squeeze it in order to bring victory. So it is a pause, but I can tell you I'm meeting soldiers, I'm meeting commanders, I'm meeting the people of Israel. Everyone here is so steel resolved to defeat Hamas, so that's what we're going to do.
How do you feel like the ground campaign, the military campaign, has been going prior to this pause?
It went very well, and the result of a very successful ground campaign where we just barged into Gaza against Hamas and the terrorists with massive force, and it brought Hamas to ask for this deal. So obviously the performance of IDF is very good and very effective, but we're going to have to, you know, reignite the whole machine in order to defeat Hamas on the southern side. We've conquered and taken over the northern side of Gaza. Now we need to take care of the south.
And, of course, the south side is up against Egypt, where the Rafah Gate is, where the Rafah Gate has been used to open and allow various supplies be delivered into the other parts of it, into the Gaza Strip, and for hostages to be released. But how much longer will that go on? And as they begin to concentrate, and the Hamas operatives concentrate in southern Gaza, what are they going to be able to do at that point? Right now, Hamas is freeing more hostages, more anticipation that some Americans might be involved in this, or maybe not. Some new photos are out showing a young American citizen freed. This young American watched their parents killed in front of their eyes. Do not think that it's all resolved in their heads, even though they're free and back with other family. Now, if you listen to President Biden, he says, I know what all started this. One extent, I don't know if he's trying to take credit or blame. There's a very thin line here.
I'm hearing a lot, but I'm not going to speak to it right now. There's an overwhelming desire on the part of the region to... Let me back up. I cannot prove what I'm about to say. But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist. You may recall when we did the G20 a little while ago, I was able to get a resolution, a statement passed through there saying we're going to build a railroad from Riyadh all the way through the Middle East into Saudi Arabia, Israel, et cetera, and all the way up to Europe. Not the railroad, but it would be an underground pipeline and then railroad. The whole idea is there's overwhelming interest, and I think most Arab nations know it, in coordinating with one another to change the dynamic in their region for longer-term peace. And that is what I'm going to continue to work on.
And that is possible that they don't want any peace in the Middle East. They don't want any relations of Saudis with the Israelis. So it could have been a spark, but this has been simmering for some time. And I'm not saying that it would have happened if he had not been pushing for the railroad, but I'm also not going to say that it happened because he did that. I really don't know which side of the fence he wants to be on it. But we do know others that are out there, and they've already made it clear in their mind. For instance, Eric Swalwell was saying on MSNBC, well, imagine if Trump were in charge of everything right now.
Would you like to see the United States doing more to pressure Prime Minister Netanyahu to take more steps to reduce civilian casualties?
Yes. First, President Biden has done that. And I also like to step back when I see some of the heat President Biden is taking and think, what would the alternative be? If Donald Trump was reelected or if Donald Trump was president at this time, can you imagine what the scenario would be in the Middle East? It would probably be the United States and Israel in a World War III-like scenario with Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. President Biden has not sent a single American into the conflict, but he is now pulling American hostages out of the conflict. We're supporting Israel. We're getting aid into the region. So far, we've held off other enemies of Israel and America. That's why President Biden was elected. And that's why I think he needs to be given, you know, the room to negotiate, you know, what is ultimately a resolution to this conflict.
Biden was not elected for this purpose. This purpose wasn't even on the table, except for the fact that Biden was going to appear very weak immediately to our enemies because they saw him beside Obama. They knew he'd be weak. But Swalwell, let him have his day in the sunshine and talk about this is why we have Biden in there and he's doing everything right. I have no doubt Trump would be getting those released as well. May have to follow the same exact path. I'm not saying he could do it differently. But this is where we are. I do know this, that once again, she's trying to remain relevant. Here comes Hillary Clinton again, saying, you know, if things were different, I could have been in charge and we wouldn't have any of this.
What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that, because I think it would be the end of our country as we know it. And I don't say that lightly. You know, I hated losing, and I especially hated losing to him because I had seen so many warning signals during the campaign. But I immediately said, look, we have to give him a chance. We've got to support, you know, the president we have. And I meant it, and I tried really hard. And then literally from his inauguration on, it was nothing but, you know, accusing people of things, making up facts, denying the size of the crowd at his own inauguration. And everything that I worried about, I saw unfolding. And so I think that he'd be even worse now. And so now he is going to, if he were ever near the Oval Office again, find people who have no principles, no conscience, who are totally tied, you know, to his fortunes, literally, and therefore would do whatever he said.
Oh, you mean like working with the DNC and getting a Russian collusion false information created? You mean like when she said, I support it and said we should? And immediately she and the state-controlled media went after Trump immediately and started all the lies. The same Hillary Clinton who called anyone conservative who voted for Donald Trump deplorable, slandering you simply because of your vote. Yeah, she's got a lot to say. Now, if Hillary had won, if oh my God, thank God it didn't. But imagine this, if Hillary had won, and Democrats also controlled the House, we do know this, aside from anything else she suggested, or Swalwell, we do know this. We would not know the story right now we have behind the Biden crime family.
No one's misrepresented the facts more than the White House, more than Joe Biden. I mean, if you look at this investigation from the very beginning, all the narratives pre-investigation have been proven to be false. We found that the Bidens had 20 shell companies. We found that 10 Biden family members have received funds from foreign nationals all over the world. We've proven that the Bidens have received over $25 million from these foreign nationals, and they can't explain one single thing they did to earn the money. We've proven over and over again that Joe Biden hasn't been truthful with the American people. Because of our credible, substantive investigation focused mainly on bank records, and remember, bank records don't lie, Maria, as you know, we now are in the deposition phase. We have specific questions for Biden family members and people associated with the Biden family members about specific transactions. We want to know what these companies were and what the Bidens did to receive the millions and millions of dollars from our enemies around the world. So the White House shouldn't be surprised that we've reached the point now to where we want to bring these people in and interview and or depose them about specific questions about very suspicious and shady bank transactions.
And if we do not retain control of the House in this next election, even if you won the White House, and if you did not control the House itself, all these investigations will just go up in smoke. They'll be disappearing forever. If you have the control of the Senate, you might keep some alive, but pretty much they would just disappear overnight. The magician waves his wand and everything goes away. Now, one Biden campaign spokesman, Kevin Nunes, says, you know, if you're looking for issues to pin down on Biden, I mean, you know, you're talking about Bidenomics, you're talking about the crime family, all this stuff. He said, I know one thing that won't really be an issue for the American people. That would be immigration.
Do you fear in those two states, as well as others, the polling that continues to show independents and others dissatisfied with the Biden record on immigration could be a significant problem in 2024?
Well, Major, the Latino community across the country is incredibly diverse. But what we do know is that Latinos are deliberate. They have an agenda from Joe Biden of historic unemployment, investments in small business, addressing gun violence, and, of course, immigration. These are the issues that matter in our key battleground states here.
So he just said the Latinos across the nation are very diverse, as if whites are not diverse, Asians are not diverse, Black Americans are not diverse. They think of you as a voting block. And the block is pretty much determined upon your race or preferred gender race and or your color, not you as an American citizen with knowledge and understanding and what you want to see this country be. Do you want to be a Marxist, communist country? There are plenty of people out there that help you achieve that. And when I hear Hillary Clinton, oh, my God, if Trump comes in, it's the end of democracy. It's not the end of democracy any more than the January 6th thing, which we now know as such a facade, was the end of democracy. These guys are so good at stressing and going overboard and making things sound like everything that goes upside down is exaggerated, and it's all got to fall upon the MAGAs, the M-A-G-A, MAGAs. Well, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy says, keep in mind, there's a lot we would not know about the Biden family and China connections if the House had not been controlled by Republicans.
No one in America would have known.
Apparently it popped off briefly, but he said no one in America would have known the Biden family lied about receiving money from China and the shell companies. Well, that is true, and it won't happen again going forward if we don't control the House. I say we. If those who are looking into these investigations cannot control the House, they can't set the committee assignments, and all this investigation will be for naught. I pray that we do not let this simply be swept under the rug, thrown out with the trash. That's going to depend upon you, the voter. Now, coming up, there's a Harvard-Harris poll out that raises some good questions again when it comes down to what Biden did or did not do in helping in the Hunter corruption deals. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930. 888-344-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
Planning a party with family, friends, maybe a business party? Cafe Napoli has four locations, and each has rooms to fit your needs. But a word to the wise, book early. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. Also get some Cafe Napoli gift cards, good for all locations, anytime. I'll see you at Cafe Napoli.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444. 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
You want to give a unique gift this holiday? I suggest Stolach Whiskey, produced in Missouri. Stolach Whiskey, born of natural limestone filtered water from the Ozark Highlands, aged in Missouri oak. Stolach, so smooth. Trust me, you're going to enjoy it. So next time, ask for Stolach. Visit the website, stolach.com. Stolach, Stolloch, from Stone Ledge Distillery.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This brand new survey from Harvard and the Harris Poll found that over half of 2,800 registered voters believe President Joe Biden helped and participated in his son Hunter's business dealings. We want to show you some of the results here. Again, this poll found 60% of those surveyed believe President Joe Biden participated in his son Hunter's business dealings. The poll found big swings by political affiliation, though, with 81% of registered Republicans believing the president knew about his son's Hunter's business, while just 39% of Democrats agreed. Over half of independent voters think the president knew as well.
So in other words, the general consensus of that Harvard-Harris poll, 60% of Americans, 60% of Americans believe that Joe Biden helped and participated in all these schemes that Hunter was involved in. And more than half of the independent voters think he did. How much longer can this lie go on, really? I mean, these conviction-type numbers from the perception of the public are so strong, and they're not going the other way at all. They have not ever been going the other way. You're going to hear the Democrats out there crying and moaning and so forth say, well, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. I think it does. And if those kinds of numbers from a Harvard-Harris poll regarding Trump and any illegal dealings were out there, I'd be touting those too, but there's nothing there in this nothing burger, as it were. But I would tell you this, they're going to try to make the most they can out of it. And we're looking at some things that might be coming up to play, and that may or may not involve Biden and his questionable ethics up to this point. But we know that there are several seats that are going to be in play for the U.S. Senate. Joe Manchin, obviously, his seat. He's decided to retire from West Virginia, and it's going to make it even more complicated for a lot of Democrats. I'm looking at a piece by the Hill publication, and they're already pointing out that even before Manchin decided sayonara, and supposedly he's leaving because he fears he might lose anyway, so he might as well get out on top. That's always a good idea. But the party, according to the Hill, was already facing an uphill battle just to hold on to its Senate majority. You know how many they have? 51. That's how tight it is. If you put Manchin in the Democrat column, the 51st would be Kamala Harris presiding over the Senate. She gets to cast a vote in ties. Now, they're saying that if they're prepared to protect seats in West Virginia, Montana, and Ohio, it just got a lot tougher. Because in each of those states I just named, a GOP nominee for president will be heavily favored. Manchin's name on the ballot does suggest, they say, a competitive race. Without him, the Senate seat would be almost wrapped up for the GOP as an early Christmas gift. Losing the state, they say, will leave no room for another loss for Democrats if they do hope to keep their majority. Now, again, it currently stands at 51-49. You got independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, of course, of Arizona, who's been voting with the Democrats. So forget putting an R behind her name. They go ahead and point out that still the party is hopeful it can carry the day, even as a recent run of surveys show that former President Trump, the front runner for the GOP presidential nomination, is leading Biden. He's never been behind Biden in any of these. He's never been behind any of the other candidates in the primary. Now, again, you may not like the man at all. I was talking to a guy the other day, and I mean, it quickly became apparent that he wanted to get into my face and get into the whole issue about Trump and how bad he is for the country and on and on. I said, well, just answer me this. Were your prices lower on your food and your gas? No, that has nothing to do with it. And I'm thinking, really? For a lot of Americans, it has a lot to do with it. For a lot of Americans, let's be honest about this, they're worried about what's happening in the Middle East because it could turn into World War III. That's obviously a major worry. But right now, it's there, and we're here. And here, folks are just trying day by day living, taking care of their family, and holding the job they got, maybe working some part-time jobs, trying to keep it all together. Now, the whole world goes up in flames, it won't make any difference. But right now, it's just trying to survive. And for them, yeah, Bidenomics is not that good. See, they made a mistake, I think, because they thought we would try to show that we're doing so great with all this. Let's label it Bidenomics, like it will be a great thing. Same thing they did with Obamacare, if you remember. They thought, oh, the people will love this. It will be great. We're going to call it Obamacare. Now, when originally that term came out, a lot thought that was slanderous and mocking it. And I do know some in particular. I had a fellow co-anchor at the time, got upset that I used the term, saying, you're trying to make it look bad. Said, no, I'm just saying, if it works, he gets credit for it. If he doesn't, he doesn't get credit. He gets blamed for it. But it wasn't more than 2 or 3 days after that conversation, Obama himself said, the Affordable Care Act. Oh, I know some of you like calling Obamacare. That's good. I like that. Until it suddenly became evident that it was not so well liked. And I want to give you a story here that Elizabeth Warren, she's Indian, you know. Yeah, right. She told the Wall Street Journal that she had suddenly had an epiphany. I guess she was in one of those TP lodges where they have peyote and where they're smoking and enjoying, and she suddenly had an epiphany on Obamacare's and the unintended consequences, and saying it's long overdue. This is what she told the Wall Street Journal. First, she blasted Fed Chair Jerome Powell because of the collapse on Sunday that he said he took a flamethrower to banking regulations. And now she is acknowledging Obamacare. This is Elizabeth Warren, I'm quoting. Senator Elizabeth Fohanis Warren acknowledging that Obamacare has increased health care prices. It has created other unintentional consequences. This is all according to what the Wall Street Journal board wrote after their interview with her the other day. She has long supported the Affordable Care Act. That's the official name. I told you that a moment ago. When Obama would even say, it's the Affordable Care Act. But I hear some people, they're calling it Obamacare. That's good. That's good. Not so much now. Anyway, Warren has long supported the Affordable Care Act, the official name for Obamacare, came to this epiphany, an awakening. She's woke. She's woke on this issue about industrial consolidation and price increases caused by the health care law, as stated in the Wall Street Journal. In fact, there was a letter to the Health and Human Services Department Inspector General aimed at determining if, quote, vertically integrated health care companies. I think I know what they mean by that, but they throw these terms in here and you have to really work down to figure out exactly what they mean. Vertically integrated, vertically, that they all count one, dun, 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 down the line. Oh. Anyway, if vertically integrated healthcare companies are hiking prescription prescription costs, you think? And then added, and are evading federal regulations. Well, they're all in the same line. You have to go after all of them. It's not one off over here. It's all of them in the same vertical coordination. So in a bipartisan letter that she sent to Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, she complained, as he did, that the nation's largest health provider insurances, large health insurances, are dodging Obamacare's Medicare loss ratio. I thought you weren't supposed to lose money. I thought most make things better. But after 13 years of watching this play out, she's come to an epiphany of what we could see then. This is not going to help the American public. It's another boonswoggle. It is, once again, some way to take off and rip off the American taxpayer and tell them, this is for your good. It ain't for my good. Warren describes in her letter saying health insurers have exploited the situation. In other words, it's not even really our fault. Obamacare created it, led to it, but it's those nasty health insurers that are doing it, driving prescription drug costs sky high and excessive corporate profits. In functioning markets, generic drugs cost 80 to 85% less than the brand name equivalents. I know that firsthand. There's an eye drop I have to take from my eye. One, I have to take two. One is covered entirely by insurance, costs me nothing. The other one, even with insurance, is $85. It's a vial about like this. And you've seen these ads, no doubt, about Bernie Sanders wants to do even more. And he says, yeah, we're going to have to get more money here, increase taxes. Well, that's exactly what I wanted to see happen, Bernie. Coming up, you don't want to miss this next item.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I got an email which brought a smile. A woman named Mary wrote me, We are purchasing a new roof from John Beale based on your recommendation. I thanked her then. I do it again now. Mary, I only endorse clients I believe in, and I've been a spokesman for John Beale for 10 years. It's all about trust. So if, like Mary, you need John Beale, trust me. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Vincent's Jewelers has the hottest gift for the holidays. Flexible bracelets. Quality, beauty, starting at just $150. And of course you'll want to check for rings, pendants, maybe watches. I suggest you check the website each day for new items and specials. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Vincent's, my only jeweler.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi is really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
Lit Cigar wins Best Smoking Lounge and Best Smoke Shop in the Riverfront Times Best of St. Louis listing for 2023. That is 2 years back-to-back. Lit Cigar Lounge and its new space in the district just off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is for men and women who enjoy great cigars, premium drinks. The website keeps you on top of special events, including live entertainment. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So there has been an agreement to allow two more days of ceasefire. We're getting another 10 hostages per day released by Hamas. And again, thankful we're getting anyone back. But now that they've added two more days, it doesn't surprise me. I thought from the very day one, they're going to say another extension, another extension. Every extension that is giving, that we're giving Hamas or Israel is giving them, they're using as effectively as they can. The last count, what, 200 some odd hostages they still hold? That means at releasing at 10 per day, how many more days of ceasefire can they ilk out? At some point, the decision is going to be made that we're done playing your games. We're coming in anyway. Now, the fact that Hamas is having to drag out the release program does suggest, as we had heard mentioned from a former prime minister of Israel in the beginning of today's program, the idea of forces and their attacks have been working, and Hamas is rocked back on its heels in trying to recover, regain. And they may have had a lot of defections for all we know. I mean, you're never going to hear it from them. But there might have been some Hamas members saying, "This, I didn't sign up for this. I'm all about, you know, carrying out the Quran as we read and see it in our view, but I'm not in big favor of raping children or chopping off heads, so I'm out of here." Of course, if they dare voice that, the next thing in their mind will be a bullet, so they don't. But again, apparently they're going to extend the ceasefire by two more days and get additional hostages out. Now, while they're doing that, there's something in this country that is raising a lot of questions about the White House surveillance program. And I don't mean just under Biden. I'm linking at a piece by Wired Investigation. It says it's revealed a secret White House surveillance program that permits federal, state, local law enforcement agencies to access an extensive array of U.S. phone records. This is not part of the Patriots Act. This is something entirely different. But it grants law enforcement agencies unprecedented access to trillions of American phone records. And obviously, they've got to be concerned about privacy and legal rights. The Data and Analytical Services, DAS, functions in partnership, no surprise here, with telecom giant AT&T, offering a comprehensive analysis of American call records, to law enforcement agencies at all levels of government. This deal not only involves direct phone contacts of criminal suspects, but then extends to their social networks as well, snooping on individuals who have not been suspected of any criminal activity. So let's say you know Sally. You met her, and she's kind of nice, and you want to spend more time with Sally. But you don't know that Sally knows Johnson. Johnson seems to be a good guy. You see him around, but you don't really know anything about him. Sally knows that Johnson knows Billy, who's deep into drug trafficking and sex trafficking. But she likes Johnson. She doesn't know if he's really involved in it or not. But if Billy calls Johnson, and then Johnson decides to call Sally and check in on her, then Sally decides, well, I'll go back and call the other. Pretty soon, everybody is pulled into that. You ever go out seining for fish, you know, maybe for bait that you're going to go fishing with? You take that net and you roll it around and throw it out. And whatever you catch and bring in, you bring in. And you might bring a lot of junk in. Fish that you don't want, too small, whatever. You just turn them back out. But for that period of time, they're brought in. And when they're hauled up on the boat, or they're brought into the land, wherever you're bringing them in, suddenly you begin to realize nothing of value here, but yet we pull them out too and jeopardize them in the process. Now, again, the DAS has not been just under the Biden administration. I want to stress that to you. The Data Analytical Services has actually been tracking more than a trillion domestic phone records annually for more than a decade. That would have been the Trump administration and Obama. It was apparently previously referred to as Hemisphere. Now it's evolved to use a technique called chain analysis. This method doesn't limit itself to direct contacts of suspects. It also scrutinizes any connections with them, expanding its reach to a broader network of people, obviously including innocent bystanders. It could be the guy that's helping change a tire on your car when you go in for service work. You end up talking to him. He might suddenly be targeted as well. Hey, man, all I did was change a tire. No, you did something else, didn't you? Come on. They say the program's mythology differs from traditional wiretapping. Traditional wiretapping does require you get a warrant based on probable cause. A FISA warrant, of course, is used to do international deals and trafficking, but they also have to have a FISA warrant to do it effectively. If they can't get one legally, then they apparently, from what we've seen, are more than willing to lie a little bit to make sure they get it. Anyway, DAS relies on AT&T's records directly. That includes details like the names of callers, your recipients, phone numbers, the dates and times of the call. AT&T is not mandated by law to store those records for any extended period, but in doing so, they basically have also been voluntarily cooperating with law enforcement. Oh, you want to know what Larry Connors has been up to? Here's a full list of the calls he's made in the last 30 days. You want to go farther back? Yeah, we can do that too. It's a classic example of the big brother beginning to step squarely into your private business. Is that what you want? I don't think most Americans do. Now, if it's, and here's the dilemma, seriously. If it's a kind of information that would prevent a mass terrorist attack, should we not have that information in advance? Or do you want to wait for the terrorist attack and then respond and realize, oh, we had it, but no one was giving it out. We weren't paying attention to it. Every time someone takes a stance, I would encourage you to not necessarily challenge, they might take that as a fisticuffs, but challenge them on their facts and their knowledge and say, what happened about this? What happened about you? What if your daughter is talking to somebody who's a convicted drug dealer? She doesn't know it. She's just talking on the phone. Do you realize your daughter is going to be suddenly pulled into that same net? Because every time people get a better perspective of what's going on, then suddenly they actually realize this is not what we wanted to have happen. But by then, often, it is too late. By then, the seal is broken, and everything is out in public view. I don't know how else to tell you. I don't think you can these days get off the grid, as people talk about doing sometimes in movies. You're just going to get off the grid. They won't be able to find me. They'll find you. No, I'm in an island deep in the Polynesian chain of islands. They'll never find me. They'll find you. You don't get away with things today as you could in the old days because of all the efforts that are put in to track you down. Now, with all this occurred just in the Biden years, with the questions about the way he's run the economy, the way he's done this, he's done that, and, of course, don't forget the Biden crime family scandal, he still has staunch supporters when it comes to the state media.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone, or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters. They go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said. It's
right.
It's.
That was Joe Scarborough, along with his co-host and wife, Mika Brzezinski, from MSNBC. Yeah, we knew Trump was bad for us. We knew what he was going to be. And sure enough, he proved us right. On his program today, he said that if Joe Biden were not president, the world would spin into World War III. In other words, Joe Biden is a stabilizing force. I don't believe that. Do you? And he was talking to one of his folks. He said, I'm glad you talked about marketing, because the crisis we're going through right now, where the world could really spiral into World War III, but it's because not because of a guy who's actually had 50 years of experience, and hit Joe. It also shows the contrast between a guy observed with marketing his brand, big hint, Trump, a guy obsessed with gestures, a guy who produced or is governed by gestures versus, well, Joe Biden has spent 50 years experience, and when a deal goes sideways on the hostages, he can pick up the phone, he can call, he can get a man done, get something done. Now, why isn't he doing it? Why isn't he saying give all of them up, turn over all the hostages now? Because he can't do that. In fact, Joe Scarborough went on to say, and I love quoting the guy just because it, and not to say you get some thought of what's in his mind, but you certainly get an impression of where his head is, and we know it's left of his body. Might be off of his body to that extent. Joe Scarborough said, so when Biden meets with President Xi at a critical meeting, he can actually, they have an experience. Yeah, right. What kind of experience, Joe? He said, you know, they've got over a decade of experience working with each other when both of them were number two in their countries. Experience matters. And the contrast it makes so angry when people are talking about, oh, Joe Biden, he's out of touch all the way. It makes me angry when people are saying that. He said, here's what he's not. Joe Biden's worst day is light years ahead of Donald Trump, the politics, the politicians on diplomacy. Well, if that's true, I don't see it happening now, do you? And the contributor you had on board with him, you love this. Let me share this with you. The contributor on board with him for that was none other than former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill. And she said, well, there's no question about what you just said, Joe. Frankly, on mental capabilities, you know, the ageism thing. Look at the way Donald Trump behaves. You didn't really think she was going to go down on Biden, did you? Of course not. She's looking to put her ammunition into Trump. And that's where the age matters. Doesn't matter about Biden and his inability to recollect or even remember which way to turn. But it would be Trump. And she says, who is more unstable? Who is the one who doesn't want to know when he's part of the time? Doesn't know who he's running against. Doesn't know what year it is. Doesn't know his constituents and looks at these objectives objectively. He's the one with an underlining message from a politician, a problem resolver, related to declining ability in later life, and not Joe Biden. She gets all the way there and said, and I'm not talking about Joe Biden. But everything she said echoes Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. If you stopped at any point and said, "Who you're talking about Joe Biden?" No, I wasn't. Well, then you better make it very clear, because everything you outline is Joe Biden. And we know that. Coming up, Dr. Randy Tobler is going to be joining me a little bit later, because there's a new study out that says a lot of the drugs that were being given to children in the womb, they were hiding information from the mothers and, of course, the babies. That's still to come. Hour number two.